So I am currently working on another series that will take a long, hard look at the components of great recruiting cultures, what builds them, what sustains them, what drives them. But I'm not going to begin the series until next week. And in between the two series, I wanted to take the opportunity to talk about two ideas I've been just observing and pondering over the last few weeks and get your input. The first is just from me challenging myself to come up with a single phrase to sum up the series, the listening series. And so that one is this. The sentence is, one sentence summary, you can't change someone's mind unless you understand it. Write that down. Keep it in front of you when you're recruiting, coaching, parenting, loving your spouse, selling, etc. And the next has always been a pet peeve that came up in a conversation with my wife a few weeks ago as she shares this pet peeve, and I'm sure many of you do as well. The reason I wanted to share it is that we approach the holidays. You might be around family and friends, and the chances are that you'll be tempted to do this or be certainly exposed to this communication blip more than any other time during the year, although we experience it on a daily basis. And it's how some people have difficulty answering questions you ask, and only the question you ask directly. How they answer more than that, and how that ultimately complicates communication. I have some examples written down, but I'm not going to implicate anyone. So, and none of the examples are of any large inconvenience to me or anyone, but when these experiences multiply over a day, a week, a month, a lifetime, it can make communication and interaction more tedious and confusing. So where people do this a great deal is when you ask them a yes or no question and you get neither. You get a long explanation and then you have to deduce if the answer was yes or no. Oftentimes you have to ask, is that a yes or no? There might be two variables behind people doing this. One is they're trying to make an assumption about what you're really asking. And the second reason is that people make an assumption that you, the person asking the question, has a hidden preference to the answer. So they try to figure out what that preference is and are being careful not to hurt your feelings in case their real answer is not in keeping with the interpretation of your preference. Wow. Okay, so I'm exhausted figuring that out. The odds of this happening over the holidays with families and friends escalates because everybody's trying to figure out what everybody else wants. When someone asks you a question, how do you answer? Do you answer their question or do you make assumptions about what they're asking and what they really want? I challenge you over the Christmas season to answer questions directly. If someone asks you, do you want to go to the movie this afternoon or let's go out and get some dessert and you don't want to, just say no or I don't want to, thank you, and see how it goes. If you start building a reputation of a straight shooter, people will feel much more comfortable around you in the long run, and they'll feel more comfortable with your answers.